RN.
And on RN, you're listening to Books and Arts Daily with Michael Cathcart. And we're looking at classics today. And now we look at a classic, well, of a different kind, the Mickey Mouse Club. It's the inspiration for a play about to open in Darwin.
Come along and sing our song and join our family.
Together, M-O-U-S-E. Oh, yes, the Mickey Mouse Club. Oh, yes, it first aired on US television between 1955 and 1960, and it was a sort of kids' variety show interspersed with bits of Disney cartoons, and basically it was an ad for Disney, really. And the star of the show, well, there were lots of these kids called Mouseketeers who wore Mickey Mouse ears, and one of the most prominent was a young woman called Annette Funicello, and she was terribly popular. Also popular in Australia, where the series came on in 1956, because that's when television started here, and was still on air right into the 60s. And all over the television world, there were young girls who wanted to be Annette Funicello. Now, Sarah Collins has written a play about such a girl. It's called Choir Girl, and well, we better find out why, what this is all about. Sarah Collins has written this play along with a theatre group called Attic Erratic, and it's all part of the upcoming Darwin Festival. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Are you the person who wanted to be Annette Funicello?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Oh, somewhat. Somewhat. I mean, I grew up knowing who she was and watching reruns. There were reruns playing in the 80s I was growing up.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's still on a cable. Everything's on now that we live in a cable world. Everything's on.
That's right. Well, I guess I was very familiar with her. My mum loved her. My grandmother loved her. And my mother and my grandmother and all my family sang in choirs. So when I was writing this show and I kind of wanted this girl to have some kind of idol that she looked up to, Annette Funicello, just it was a funny name, and it was a wonderful sort of reminiscent part of, I guess, my childhood, and I just wanted to incorporate her into the show.
It's only a funny name if your name is Collins, with respect to all the Italians in Australia. Do you think it was a girl thing? I found the show a bit irritating when I was a little boy, I remember.
Oh.
Did you have brothers who liked the show?
Oh, I have a brother, but I don't remember if he even watched it. I just remember sort of catching it.
Yeah, I can't really remember it lighting my fire. But so what's the story?
Of Choir Girl.
The story that you've written, yeah.
Well, the story of Choir Girl, it's about a girl called Susan who's absolutely obsessed with singing in choirs. And when the show begins, she is auditioning for a new choir. And as the show goes on, we find out that her obsession is kind of overwhelming. And she's actually been in a spate of choirs over the years and been thrown out of them because she's just a little bit too keen.
She's the problem girl.
She's the problem girl.
It's not that she doesn't show up.
No. Oh, God, she shows up too much.
Too much.
She shows up an hour early and then some, you know. So, and I guess I was fascinated by the concept of people who sing in choirs because I've sung in choirs pretty much all my life, and it's such a wonderful way to have a social interaction. But if you think about it, you don't really talk to anybody. So you're standing in a massive group of people, and all you have to do is sing and look at a conductor. So you get this sort of social outlet, but you can be anonymous in a way. And I love the idea of somebody quite obsessed and freaky turning up to a choir and being part of something.
It's actually a magical feeling being in a choir, isn't it? Because you've got your line of music, especially if you're not a soprano with the tune. If you're one of the middle voices, you've got this line of music, which only sort of half makes sense, really. And you sing away, and just miraculously, this enormous sound takes shape around you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly it. I was always an alto, which used to really annoy me, and I think a lot of...
Yeah, you never get the tune.
No,
you're It's like, always the girls over there
always,
who are singing the tune.
That's exactly right, you know. And I guess there's a part of you that, I mean, for me, I was always kind of like a little quirky growing up and always felt, you know, a little left of centre, and it was always, you know, the blonde pretty things that were the Sopranos, and it only just sort of added to my teenage
That's
angst.
That's not right. Not blondes aren't Sopranos. And, you know. Yeah. Now, I'm a bit worried about this show.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because okay. you're in Melbourne and this yes. show's about to open in Darwin. Mm. Why aren't you in Darwin?
Yeah, that's a good question. We might be mad. This could be the biggest theatre disaster in recent times for all of us. But basically, we couldn't tour with a 14-piece choir. It would just be far too expensive. And so luckily, Edwina Lunn, who is the artistic director of the Darwin Festival, saw our show at Comedy Festival and just proposed the idea of working with a local choir in Darwin. And so we were mad enough to accept that and went with it. So they've learned all the music and we'll fly up there, have 5 days of crazy rehearsals, and then we go on Friday night.
All right. So you're acting in this, are you?
I am,
so
yes.
you play the girl?
Yes, I play the girl. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And who is she?
Who is she? Well, her name's Susan and she's, I guess we could say she's a 30-something lonely lady who's obviously very keen on choirs. But I guess beyond that, she's a girl that really wants to connect with something. And in this particular story, she reaches out to the choir's accompanist and sort of sets her sights on him. And the show sort of, I would say, pivots on her obsession with him and the results that happen from her love affair, which is all completely in her head.
And what are some of the numbers in the show?
Oh, well, we've got, this is sort of, I guess, an ode to a new Mickey Mouse Club member, Britney Spears. We've got Hit Me Baby One More Time, which is done in a...
Was Britney Spears a Mouseketeer?
She was. She was in the new Mickey Mouse Club with Justin Timberlake.
I didn't know that.
Christina Aguilera, they were the new era. Uh-huh. So that was a little bit of a nod, but the song pretty much is, I would say, that's the piece that most people come away talking about the most. The choir are just incredible when they sing that. And we've also got Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You by Glenn Medeiros. George Benson, or yeah, some people say George Benson, but I was going for the Glenn Medeiros version. And we've got anything from Dusty Springfield to Annie Lennox. So there's a whole bunch of...
Sarah Collins is with me, and we're talking about the show she's put together for the Darwin Festival. It's called Choir Girl. How did this come about?
Well, I write stories. I mean, that's sort of what I do as a theatre maker. And Attica Radic, the theatre group, we all went to university together. So it was a natural choice. They do quite big shows, and I felt like they could pull this off. I really, really feel like the choir adds another element to it that we just otherwise would not have had, you know, if I'd gone to another theatre director. But Attica Radic have a musician who writes a lot of music for their shows, and I knew him from university, and I knew that he could do amazing choir numbers for us to bring the show together.
Now, in addition to all these things that you do, you also do some comedy work around the country.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. This is what I battle with, is that I do storytelling, but people think it's funny. So I constantly get this comedian tag, but I've never done stand-up comedy in my life.
So, okay, well, we don't say comedian then. So you're not a gag teller?
No, not at all.
Well, this is a nice thing. So what venues do you tell stories in?
Well, I've pretty much only done fringe festivals and theatres around the country. So that's been it. I don't really go to specific venues and do storytelling nights or anything like that. I just sort of make my theatre shows and put them on. I've done comedy festivals.
Oh, this is great. So they're one-person shows?
Yeah, normally, yeah.
And you write stories and then you work them into the performance?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. So whether or not it's set in the first person or the third person, it's always sort of from a storytelling perspective. And I sort of bring all sorts of little worlds together on stage, usually in just hour-long shows.
There's some story about the time you got shot.
God, I did. I got shot, but I don't know when. It's the weirdest, it's the biggest mystery of my life. It was when I was 12. Can I go into this? Do I have time?
Very briefly.
Very quickly. I had something in my shoulder. My mum took me to the doctor. He thought that it was some sort of carcinoma. He took it out. It was a bullet. I don't know when I was shot, but I've still got the bullet in a jar at home.
That's very freaky.
Yes, it's really freaky.
That's strange. That's a novel. That's not just a short story.
Absolutely.
Sarah Collins, I hope it goes well. You're at the Darwin Festival, which begins on the 8th of August.
Yes,
and there
that's
are details
right.
on our website.